On this week's AP Religion Roundup, the German government bans a Muslim group and Jewish reaction to the election of New York's first Muslim mayor.
On January 1st, I will be sworn in as the mayor of New York City.
Within hours of Zoran Mamdani's election as New York's first Muslim mayor, there were swift and harsh reactions from his Jewish critics. Notably, the Anti-Defamation League, which combats anti-Semitism, launched an initiative to track policies and personnel appointments of the incoming administration. The ADL said its goal was to protect Jewish residents during what it called a period of unprecedented anti-Semitism in New York City. Mamdani's main rival, former Governor Andrew Cuomo, received roughly 60% of the Jewish vote, according to the AP voter poll. Throughout his campaign, Mamdani was steadfast in his criticism of Israel's military conduct in Gaza, depicting it as a genocide targeting Palestinians. But he denounced the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack on Israel and denied suggestions that he is insufficiently opposed to anti-Semitism. The German government has banned a Muslim group over accusations of violating human rights and has conducted raids against two others. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The German Interior Ministry says the banned group Muslim Interactive promotes anti-Semitism and discrimination against women and sexual minorities. Interior Minister Alexandra Dobrindt tells reporters the violence of the constitutional order is characterized by the fact that Interactive has repeatedly called for the establishment of a caliphate in the past, thereby clearly expressing its rejection of both democracy and the rule of law. The government also argues the group poses a threat by promoting Islam as a sole social model. Investigations are underway against two other groups too, Generation Islam and Reality Islam. Authorities have been searching premises in Hamburg, Berlin and Hesse in connection with the investigations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Walter Ratliff.